It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Well, look who's still hanging out in the radio bar we call Fox Across America on a Saturday. No judgments here. There's no dry Januarys on this show. It's the game ball. We give it out every week to the interview I enjoyed the most, or the interview that, I don't know, captures the spirit of our show. There's a sliding scale. There's no real consistent metric on how we grade this thing other than, I don't know, I think you might benefit from hearing this again. This week's winner, and it was hands down a great week. It really was. The guests were fantastic. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem was great. Kennedy was great. Lara Trump was great. Byron Donalds was great. Nick DiPaolo was cranky. He's very much in the you kids get off my lawn phase of the Biden presidency, even though we're only a year in. He is not buying the results of the election, which I can co-sign responsibly. I don't know that the election was stolen, but I also don't know that there was any world where I was going to change this guy's mind. And the reason I want to encourage a second listen to this interview is for just how little of an F Nick DiPaolo gives. This is a guy who was, when I started out in comedy, already an established stand-up superstar, doing like Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn and all the late night shows and selling out theaters all over the country. Big happening comic who was controversial then because he was very opinionated and he was doing socio-political issues at a time when everybody else was like, what's the deal with sneakers? So I've always had an affinity for the fact that he didn't care and that he was living comedy through the perspective of a person who understood that jokes were nothing more than jokes. They weren't hate crimes. They weren't declarations of war against whatever he was making fun of. They were just, you know, a throwback to an age where sticks and stones would break your bones, but names would never hurt you. We don't live in that world anymore. It's something I wrote about at great length in my op-ed that's on foxnews.com right now. You're listening to the podcast. Go read the op-ed. It's on foxnews.com. It's about the need to defund the joke police. And it's partly inspired by the interview I had with Nick DiPaolo, the interview you're about to hear right now. So congratulations, Nick Dip, D-I-P, as he calls himself. Come get your trophy. And this is a fantastic comic with a ton of TV credits. I mean, you name it. Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn, Datelines to Catch a Predator. Nick DiPaolo is here. Hey, man.
Jimmy, my boy, how are you?
Good. I owed you one cheap shot, no?
Oh, God. I was waiting for it. I thought you actually went too long for you. You know how you and I are.
It's a long setup.
Zing, zang, zing.
There it is. Let me ask you this. Georgia wins a national title in football on Monday night. The whole state's hammered. Who decided it was a good idea to fly down an old man with a teleprompter to call everybody a white supremacist in the middle of the biggest keg party the world's ever seen?
That is a great question. Isn't he just, I can't even, I get so angry. I just get so angry. Their lies are getting bigger and bigger. And what's killing me, Jimmy, is there's enough people in the country that believe that baloney. If yeah. You're not with him, you're a white supremacist or a domestic terrorist. Are there that many idiots in the country? You people, I'm talking to you, but you're not. Actually, I'm not talking to the wrong people because you're listening to Fox News Radio, but you know how the idiots are in the country. I mean, wake up, will you?
It's the funniest thing
in the
world.
Three Democrats who are listening.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny. It's like, none of us could name a person who was denied the right to vote. It doesn't exist. We don't have one story of a person who was like, yeah, I wanted to vote and I couldn't do it. They wouldn't let me. Yo, we're letting dead people vote. When dead people are voting, I would say it's fairly easy for live people to vote. No?
Well, I looked into it. I got to be honest, Jimmy. All the dead people that voted, 99% were white.
We are suppressing the dead black vote.
I don't know if that's because the blood has been drained out of them, but it was a very, very white vote as far as the dead rolls go.
I see
but,
what we're doing.
I'm sorry, and I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this, but what they're trying to do now, I mean, they in my opinion, not your opinion, not Fogg, but aren't you happy? You stole the last election. Why are you trying to? You don't have to change it up. Do what you did last time. That's not even enough for them. Now they want to federalize elections.
well,
and that's
the
what
thing.
This is all about, right?
Of course. Well, the federalizing elections would make every state do what they just did in those states where they changed the laws at the legislative level. That's the racket, is that in 2020, every state legislature made changes, and now they're telling you state legislatures making changes is a bad thing, even though they were the beneficiary of those changes. They're trying to make even red states conform to the changes. Oh, it's a total scam. Like, it's not going to work. But that's the point you just made. Okay, you're a guy who believes the election was stolen. Okay, I don't have the proof that it was stolen, but I want to say this. Okay, I don't have the proof. I have nothing I could point to. But the thing that gets me, okay, is that every other thing we've been banned from saying is true. Remember, I was like, you can't say Hunter Biden's laptop was legit. It was Russian disinformation. 3 weeks after the election, Hunter's like, no, it's my laptop. You know, you can't say COVID originated in a lab. China won't give us their data. Isn't that the tell that it originated in their lab?
Yes. But back to the election.
yes, he's staying on the case. You're like a cop that gets thrown off the force in the movie. He doesn't have his badge anymore, but he goes home to his apartment, plays the sax, and he's like, no, you know what? I'm going to solve this crime. Keep going. I want to hear it.
Saxophone. Come on. I'm a guitar guy. Hey, yeah, I'm Serpico. Think of me of the Serpico of come on. I mean, I followed all the stories after the election. I mean, cardboard covering the windows at the polling center in Detroit. That's not enough. A truck pulling up at 6 a.m. And if you track how the votes went at like 4 a.m, Biden gets a huge spike. There's people on video taking a suitcase out from underneath the table. I mean, what do you have to be there participating in the theft before you believe it? I mean, come on.
Nick DiPaolo is on the line. You can see him this Friday and Saturday at CB Live in Phoenix, Arizona. Tickets and full schedule at nickdip.com. No, listen, a lot of people have the same concerns you have, man. This is the thing. We have to be allowed to acknowledge that we voted in an unprecedented way in the 2020 election, a way we had never seen before. And when Trump said it was... when Trump said it was stolen, they're like, how dare you say it was stolen? But everybody who claims that's treason spent 3 years telling us 2016 was stolen. That's the part that blows my mind, is like nobody has any memory whatsoever. And we got to this place where it's treason for him to say it was stolen. But on the other side, you won a Pulitzer Prize if you wrote a story in The New York Times saying it was stolen.
People still reading that piece of garbage. New York has to wake up. As far as the last election, are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that watching Biden for the last 10 months, that anybody voted for this guy? Clyburn, I mean, this guy, I'm getting so excited here. What's his name? Clyburn in South
James
Carolina?
Clyburn?
He's the one.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who opened the door for this schmuck. And I can't even get mad at Biden because he's not running the country.
No, he's got nothing.
He's
going
like
on.
Kermit the Frog, and AOC and the squad have their hand up making his mouth move. And it's embarrassing. It's just embarrassing. And I think it was rigged. I mean, I come down here. I live in Savannah, Georgia. I found like 500 votes for Trump in my garage election day in the morning. I don't know how they get this, but there's something going on. I don't believe a word. I've never been more cynical. I've watched guys like Jim Jordan, who I like, I've grown to like. He's always saying the right things, and he's got that spark and stuff. But now I'm even questioning them. I'm like, you did another hearing. You question people, but nothing happens afterwards. And here's my analogy. It's my best analogy. I gave it to someone that works there. You might have heard it before, but don't tell anybody. But I'd say the Democrats are the Harlem Globetrotters. The Republicans are the Washington Generals. They pretend to put up an opposition when they travel with them. You know, the Washington Generals traveled with the Harlem Globe on the same bus, yet they pretend they were competitors. That's who the Republicans are. I want to start my own party. I don't know what to call it. Maybe you can come up with it. something with caffeine in the title. I don't know.
You're trying to rake in some Dunkin' Donuts sponsorship money? I love it. You're already selling out to the special interest groups. You haven't even started your party. Party's not even off the ground. You're just as corrupt as them after all of this.
No, I will take no corporate money. I am so cynical. I don't believe anybody anymore. It's frightening. I don't believe any of it. I think there's 10 guys in a room smoking cigars, like people have said, that control the world, and they've had this plan in action forever, and it's finally kicked in, and we're watching it. And here's the other problem, Jimmy. I don't know about you, but I'm the rest of this country, and I include myself in this, we're laying on our couch watching the national championship game, flat-screen TV, eating cheese. It's getting fat. When we should be out in the streets doing what they're doing in Australia, running over people, you know, on foot, not with a car.
Yeah, Australia has had more COVID. Australia has had more COVID hospitalizations for people who have been beaten up by cops for not wearing a mask than actual COVID.
That's what happens. They go in, they get diagnosed with a concussion, and then they go, well, you're here, let's give you a COVID test, and they have it, and that goes down as what? Guys got COVID. The numbers are fudged. This thing, it's such a dangerous pandemic. You can kill it with Purell. I mean, I'm going back to the Delta variant. Never mind this. I got the old school. I got it when it first came out. I got the real COVID.
None of this knockoff stuff. Spider-Man 1.
No light. Yeah, exactly. No Corona light. You know, I mean, I got the actual Corona. And look at me. I'm fine. I look like I'm 78. But anyway, I see people riding their bikes here down in Savannah outside by themselves, masked up. I have to fight myself from running off the porch like an angry German shepherd and knocking them off their bike. There's just so many sheeple. It makes me want to cry for this country, Jimmy. I mean, they just, if they were around during Hitler's days, they would have complied. That's all I can think of.
It's scary to think.
It makes me very sad.
I know. You're in an emotional place right now. Like, I'd give you a hug through the radio, but we'd get a social distancing violation for that. It's a big problem. Seriously,
how about that? That was real, too.
They brought me back from break the other day with Touch Me by the Doors. I'm like, I don't even think you could sing that anymore. I think someone's going to sue some classic rock station. The Beatles can't sing I Want to Hold Your Hand. It's now I Don't Want to Hold Your Hand. They're like, who are these British psychos? Super spreading yahoos.
I said about COVID. COVID was the first thing that was made in China that didn't break in a year.
Nick DiPaolo's on the phone, everybody. He's at CB Live in Phoenix, Arizona this Friday and Saturday. Tickets and full schedule at nickdip.com. If you're not in Arizona, go to Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina. He'll be there January the 27th through the 29th. Those tickets and that schedule at nickdip.com. Right. Man, I'm in the same boat as you in terms of cynicism. And I am really blown away by just how much they've broken people. You know, you referenced the person on the bike with the mask. We've all seen the person in the car with the mask.
Yep.
The thing that got me yesterday is I was going to the cigar place down the block from Fox. And when I wound up not going, but it wasn't even for this reason. But when I called in to book the table, the guy was like, I just want to remind you that all your guests need to show proof of vaccination. And I was like, dude, you're concerned about respiratory damage as you sell me a cigar 3 yards long. Okay, you can measure down in distance in the NFL with the cigars they sell in this place. But we got to look out for your lungs, Jimmy. It's like, what's going on here?
Nothing makes sense. Look, China, they're used to wearing face masks. I mean, we've been watching clips of China for 20 years on the nightly news. You know, everybody's on a subway. It looks, you don't see that many masks and a MASH marathon on A&E. they're used to it. But I get furious when I have to put one on even for a second. Because I feel like I'm being forced into this play I don't believe in or a sitcom somebody roped me that I hate.
You know what it's like, Nick? It's like the whole society has turned into that house where the people make you take off their shoes if you come over. It's like we're all
Japanese restaurant.
You come over the house, you're like, you got to take off your shoes. I'm like, I don't know. Yes. I don't want to walk around in my socks in front of 40 people.
Yes, I just don't. And I can get on a plane now and go through this again. And I just I was told twice to pull my mask up over my. But like they said, they said to me, well, you can take it down to eat. And I said, so COVID can't penetrate peanut dust and pretzel salt? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, I mean, this is a sophisticated virus. You don't understand peanut dust. Yeah. It's impenetrable. Yeah, everybody feels the same way.
When you walk into a restaurant, you're only infected from the hostess podium in the front until you get to your table. Somebody's messing with our heads, Jimmy. I'm telling you, guys like Newsom sit on their bed at night with their wife or girlfriend or life partner, whoever it is, and they watch TV and go, honey, watch this. Look what I got them doing in San Francisco. And they're belly laughing. That's how I feel.
Oh, listen, you're probably right about that, because I always think about, you know, you referenced flying. The most dangerous thing on a plane right now is not COVID. It is the mask mandate itself, because we're living in the golden age of heavyweight fistfights in coach class.
Yeah.
Like, this takes you back to, like, the Ken Norton, you know, late 70s era of the heavyweight division with Ali and Frazier and Foreman. Yeah. I mean, there's some Ron Tillman. There's some good fighters in this era.
Well, there's actually a positive side to that, because, like, I was on JetBlue a couple of weeks ago, and there was nothing on. They had nothing on I wanted to watch. So I shut it off. I said, there'll be something more interesting happening in aisle 11 in about 10 minutes. Sure enough, a couple of people start bitch slapping each other. I'm belly laughing. And I get scared when I'm the calm one in the situation.
It's so wild, though, because every airport you're in now, every airport you're in, you're never 5 minutes from seeing a confrontation. And it sucks, because there are most of the people working in the airline industry, they didn't sign up for this. They didn't want to be the hall monitor of life. But then at the same time, there is usually one on each flight crew that does get a kick out of this. Somebody woke up my son Lincoln, the kid's 12. Kid's asleep. We're flying back from California. He's asleep. He's in deep REM sleep on a red-eye flight. The whole plane's asleep. The lights are out. Woman wakes me up to wake him up to tell me he has to have a mask on. I'm like, dude, if I knew how to open the emergency door, I would have been guilty of a homicide and thrown her out the door. It's like, who cares? Just shut up, you know, and the filtration in the airline. But there are those people who do like, you know, being Sheriff COVID. We all know a good Sheriff COVID.
Well, yeah, you pick up, the minute you get on the plane, you pick the flight attendant with a little Hitler mustache. It's usually a woman. I've been in some confrontations with flight attendants, female ones, and it's funny because they all look just like me, you know?
They look like a 59-year-old airline. I don't know what to tell you.
They have a thick neck, and they have gray hair cut just like mine, and I get a real kick out of it, but I'm not good with authority, and... Yes, I'm looking forward to going to Phoenix and stuff. But
it sounds like it. No, you sound excited to fly. You do. You sound excited to fly. I'm excited.
Well,
that's
the part that bumps me out. I can't wait to get on stage. That's always fun. But to have to participate in this fake thing where the masks don't work, the air in the plane is cleaner than outside, for crying out loud, is lie upon lie, and they're forcing me at gunpoint to participate in it. I resent it. And
listen,
I don't know.
You're not wrong. And it's just good to know, and we haven't talked in a while, that you're your same chipper self. This was nice. It was good for morale.
Let me blow a little smoke up your butt for a second. You are great on him. I see you on the daytime shows on Fox. You always get something to say. You always do your homework. And, I'm very impressed. So,
thank you, buddy.
I think that'll mean a lot to you, because...
it does. Come on, Nate.
I'm sitting in a tool shed right now next to a snowblower. about to do a podcast.
Well, hopefully there's no mask mandate at the podcast. Listen, I love talking to you. Good luck in Phoenix. Let's do it again soon if you haven't stormed the Capitol yet.
I would love, and I got to get up there again. You know how lucky you are to work in that building?
Oh, it's the best,
man. I watched the lineup on Fox, and I go, geez, it's like Hugh Hefner's place. God bless you. even Jesse Waters has nice bedroom eyes. Anyway,
he's just a lot of hunks, a lot of Will Kane, Pete. These are hunky dudes, man. I'm not gonna lie. It's a lot to keep it together.
Stuart Varney, you can crack a walnut on his ass. This guy's something else.
Nick DiPaolo, everybody. I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Jimmy. See you next time.
All right, that's gonna do it for Nick DiPaolo and the game ball. He, of course, a lifelong Patriots fan. Let's hope he didn't deflate the game ball, Tom Brady style. I am off to enjoy the weekend. I wish the best for you, your family, your friends, your emotional support animals, however you roll. It's over. We'll see you back here Monday for a live episode of Fox Across America with Britt Hume, Lisa Booth, and a special salute to Martin Luther King. Don't miss it.
The Will Kane Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Kane as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.